WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Radar is perhaps one of the most used tools for meteorologists and weather enthusiasts alike. But how does radar do what it does? Radar sends out a wavelength of electromagnetic radiation of the long wave variety, which will not damage the environment. The energy emitted from the radar travels at about the speed of light, as does all electromagnetic radiation, or just under 300 million meters per second. With this speed, radar can sample hydrometeors during one pulse in a small fraction of a second. Radar can typically send and receive radiation between 200 and 3,000 times in 1 second. The number of pulses that a radar sends out is known as the pulse repetition frequency, or PRF. When the electromagnetic radiation strikes hydrometeors in the atmosphere, some radiation is reflected back to the radar set. This energy is called backscatter radiation. The amount of energy the radar receives when compared to the amount it sends out is very small. The amount of reflected energy received by the radar depends on the number of hydrometeors, the size of those hydrometeors, and the absorption qualities of the hydrometeors, such as density, shape, and other unique parameters. An object with a higher density, a larger surface area facing perpendicular to the radar beam, and composition of a more reflective material will reflect more energy to the radar receiver. Radar is considered an active remote sensor, that is, it sends and receives electromagnetic radiation. The backscattered energy it receives is processed by the computer and put into a graphical form for you and I to see. Since electromagnetic radiation travels at a known speed, and the radar can process the time between radiation being emitted and received, a known distance to the hydrometeors can be calculated using the formula velocity times time equals distance. With the information of distance and amount of backscattered radiation, the data can be plotted on a graph showing intensity of precipitation and the direction distance the precipitation is from the radar site. Now, a quick way to remember that radar is an active sensor is to recall that radar spelled backwards is still radar, so it gets you coming and going. Well, guess I'll stick to answering weather questions. Send your questions to question@weatherbrains.com.